Well, this is a hard place. I certainly want to follow the leadership of the Lord, and I do praise God for what He's done for us tonight and reminding us of our great heritage and what we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. Timothy says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in word and doctrine. Thou shalt not muzzle the ox, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. And I certainly am grateful for the privilege to be a part of the family of God. And this is my crowd. When the Lord saved me, identified with the church. And as I've often said, I'm a member of a church, a local church. But even more than that, I'm a member of the General Assembly of the Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven. And we are marching to Zion. Brethren, we are treading where the saints have trod. And of course, our minds and our hearts are upon the things of God and upon His faithful servants. And of course, there are no accidents with God. God took Brother Rule home on Sunday night according to His divine purpose. And I'm sure that's been on all of our hearts and minds. And I can't help it, Brother Jamie, but every now and then I just look over there expecting to see him. But he's wearing a white robe, waving a palm branch of victory, crying, worthy is the Lamb. And he's joined all the ransomed church of God. And I want to praise God that one day I'll be right slap in the middle of it. I belong to that same crowd. I'm not ashamed to be identified with the Lord and His people. Just these verses, I think, is what God wants me to give you tonight. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power, and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve Him day and night in His temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb of God, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. As old John Bunyan, that great Puritan, wrote in his allegory of Pilgrim's Progress, come go with us, we will do you good.
Amen. Thank God. I'd like for you to do this, Brother Jordan. I'd like for the choir to come just sing one song. I want you to sing that song, Something's A-Happening. I just feel like you ought to do that right quickly, and then we're going to dismiss. I just feel like you ought to do it. I appreciate the choir that's sung, everybody that's been part of it. They put forth a lot of effort.